this first map that you see before us creates a small attendance zone for Myers Park, and a small attendance area for Elizabeth Traditional, therefore making both of these programs partial magnets. So in other words, again, a small attendance area associated with both of these schools. This would basically reduce the enrollment at Eastover to 450 students. This includes the growth that would be 79% at Elizabeth. And again, we took some liberty here. In order to make this plan work, we had to reduce the incoming kindergarten class, and we reduced that at Elizabeth by 40 students. We may need to do some more tweaking if this plan, would certainly go forward. But we have the school with growth at 605, building capacity at 548, with the utilization of 110%. Myers Park, we add again an attendance area with it. And again, we took the liberty of reducing that incoming kindergarten class sum. I believe we reduced that by 60 students that initial first year. And again, as we move forward in future years, there certainly would not be the need to necessarily reduce it by that much every year. That could actually grow a little bit each year. The total enrollment at Myers Park would be just over 800 students at 805, with a building utilization without mobiles at 106%. And again, that's taking a pretty sizable number out of the incoming kindergarten class. And just for your information, for Myers Park Traditional, we've had a kindergarten class size of about 120. So by reducing it by 60, we'd essentially be cutting that kindergarten class in half. Obviously, we're adding students from the Eastover area, which reduces that enrollment, but we're also adding them in these two schools. The siblings? Okay. The question is concerning the kindergarten siblings. And basically, the kindergarten siblings, we factored that into it so that they would be included in that as well. Right, exactly. Now, there may not be a whole lot more students included up to that 60. You may be just taking in primarily siblings, and maybe a few